I believe that was Mr. Bob. I think that was Colonel Stupnagel and the Mighty Gas Pipe Organ, assisted by Mark Warno and his Silent 35. The next speaker is Bud, I believe.
Yeah, this is Bud speaking, if I'm not mistaken. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to call on the Colonel to tell you just what it is we plan to do on the Friday night half hour. Colonel Lemuel Q. Stupnagel.
Thank you, Bud, very, very much. Dear radio audience, we at the theater, we whose business it is...
drop the accent.
Yeah, radio
drop
audience.
The accent and speak plainly.
All right, but I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, after many months of research, Bud and I have come to the conclusion that radio is here to stay. And since this is the case, we've decided to go into the radio business ourselves. Now, under our regime, the sponsors will have to audition for the talent so that the latter can decide whether they wish to work for the sponsor or not. And later on in the program, we'll show you just how this will work out.
Why?
And one of the most important things, perhaps, which we will attempt to accomplish, is the total abolishment of announcers.
The next number will be...
As I say, our first effort will be to do away entirely with announcers. And that having been accomplished, we shall set out to find a name for this show. Now, many names have been suggested. One was Dead Air Incorporated. Stage Weight Limited was another one. And a third person suggested we call it the Shucks We Have No Sponsor program.
Pardon me, Colonel, but personally, I think that Oh Shucks We Have No Sponsor would sound better than just Shucks We Have No Sponsor, don't you?
Uh-huh. Oh Shucks instead of just Shucks, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be a little more to the point, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Why?
Well, fellas, I hardly know what to say, fellas, Stupnagel and Bud, unless it be hello, which is hardly adequate under the circumstances.
Might I ask just who you are, sir, coming into this program so unceremoniously? I say so unceremoniously.
Yeah. I'm just a sponsor, that's all, radio sponsor. I have some advertising money to spend, and I thought I'd like to hear your show and see if you two fellows would do.
Oh, so you're a sponsor, huh?
Oh, yes.
What are your qualifications?
Well, maybe you misunderstood what I said. You see, I'm a sponsor, a fellow who has a product to sell. I put up money to pay for radio artists at radio stations. I listen to a lot of people and then decide who I want on my show. See?
Now, just a minute. Wait a minute, Mark. Not yet.
Whose orchestra was that?
Mark Warno's.
He won't do.
Now, you say you're a sponsor, eh?
Yes, sir.
Well, with regard to your qualifications, you'll have to answer a few simple questions. First, how long do you like your 3-minute eggs cooked?
You'll bet.
Secondly, did you ever see a dream walking?
You bet.
And thirdly, what do you like about horse races?
You bet.
When will you be ready for an audition?
Oh, I'm ready right now.
Wait a minute, Mark. Not yet. Later. All right, Mr. Sponsor, stand up here at the microphone. Now, let's see what you have to say.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, no. That's bad. Everybody says that. Now, start again.
All right. Good evening, friends of the air.
Oh, that's better. That's something new.
With regard to radio programs, I might say that I think they are just around the corner. Would you like my definition of radio advertising, Bob?
Yes, I sure would.
What?
I would.
You would,
yes,
eh? Yeah. Well, radio advertising is stuff that when you don't have it, your product doesn't sell as well as if usually.
Do you know any good card tricks, huh?
You think I'll do as a sponsor?
Well, I said, you'll have to wait till we get around to you. We have a list of 10,000 sponsors already on our waiting list, you see.
Why?
Listen, would you fellas do me two favors before I go?
Well, what are they?
Well, firstly, can I stay in the studio and listen to the balance of the show?
Yes,
and
yes.
The second favor is I hardly dare ask of you mugs.
Well, that's all right, old man. I know how you feel. To come clean, what is the second favor?
Would you fellas please let me be 10,001?
Mark Warno and his Silent 35 playing Fare Thee Well, Annabelle. I'm not quite sure, but here is something I'm practically positive of. Stupnagel and Bud's dramatized commercial announcement. A new kind of advertising scheme. That is, I think it's new.
It is new. Yeah, it is. It is, ladies and gentlemen. Heretofore, as you probably know, these little dramas always depict home life as being, or rather depicted home life as being sweet and serene.
Mm-hmm.
But home life isn't always like that, so why not be honest about it on the radio like this? The telephone rings.
Answer the telephone, stupid.
Yes, Dove. Hello? Oh, hello, John. Yes, John. No, John, I don't.
Who's that?
Walter O'Keefe. Your knuckles ache, huh, John? Your ears droop, huh, John? My, that's too bad.
Well, ask him why he doesn't use Stu Pegel's patent voice.
Why don't you use Stubnagel's patented flavorings? They're indeed fine. You simply take one of them, drop it into a glass of lukewarm water like this.
You broke the glass, stupid. You broke the glass.
And now listen to it sizzle. And then you drink it like this.
Oh, you spilled it all over your back, you stupid you.
And in 5 minutes, you're feeling fine. How do you feel now, John? He hung up on me.
Well, don't you know why? Don't you know why?
No, why?
He went to the drugstore to get himself a bottle of Stupnagel's patented boys.
Good gracious, Bud. Hey, our whole audience here in the theater is getting up to leave. What on earth's the trouble?
They, too, are going to the drugstore to get a bottle of Stupnagel's patented boys.
Ah, goody, goody, goody. Yes, sir. They're applauding on the way out, yeah. All right. Our advertising scheme is working to perfection, but who'll be left to applaud at the end of our show?
Maybe you better tell them to take their seats.
Hey, folks, stay, please, will you? Stupnagel's patented foyporters aren't any good anyway.
Ah, boy, that got them. They're all returning to their seats.
To listen to Jerry Cooper, Columbia's newest singing sensation, who will sing Deuce East in the Balcony, I think.
Place that holds a sweet memory that started our love affair. I mean the place where you said yes to me and spend another evening there. Oh, seats in the balcony, where we can afford to be. Two seats that are heavenly for you and for me. Two seats in the upper tier, where we can watch stars appear and kiss every time we hear, I love you, my dear. Hearts will harmonize, two skies will synchronize, a lover's refrain. And when the peach is through, I'll still be there with you to see it all over again. When two arms crave company, remember they'll always be. Seats in the balcony for you and for me. And watch stars appear and kiss every time we hear, I love you, my dear. Two hearts will harmonize, two sides will synchronize, a lover's refrain. And when the feature's through, I'll still be there with you to see it all again. And to one's great company, remember that I'll always be just two seats in the balcony for you.
Good old Jerry Cooper, and good old 4th of July. How I love this dear season with its Independence Day and its firecrackers and its pinwheels and such. Good old 4th of July.
Wait a minute, Colonel. What's the sense in all this talk about the 4th of July? This is March, and July is several months away.
Well, we promised a different kind of a show, but every time there's a holiday, all the other radio programs talk about it. On St. Patrick's Day, all you hear is Irish tunes and Irish singing. On New Year's Day, all you hear is Happy New Year and...
Oh, how my head aches.
Yeah. And on St. Swithin's Day, everybody does nothing but swith. So I sort of thought that we'd do our 4th of July celebration on this show. There are two reasons. The first is that when 4th of July really comes, we can just say we've had our celebration.
Yeah.
And the second reason is that I doubt if we'll be on the air that long.
Yeah. Well, all right then, Colonel. Let's see how the 4th of July is being celebrated in other countries.
Listen,
huh?
They don't celebrate 4th of July in other countries.
Well, let's make out like say they do.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now take you to the more remote parts of the world to see how the 4th of July is celebrated there. First, Germany. Next, Mexico City. And now, England. And last of all, a far distant place halfway around the world, Australia. I hope we can pick them up.
This is Australia, Stupnagel and Bud. I have a surprise for you two fellas. On account of the difference in time, it is not today here, it's tomorrow. In fact, the difference in time between here and there is so great that it's not even tomorrow here. It's Christmas. Could we interest you in a Christmas noise instead of a 4th of July noise, boys? Or should I say, could we interest you in a Christmas, boys, instead of a 4th of July, boys, noise? Like this.
Yeah, well, goodbye, Bud. I gotta go now.
Why do you have to go now, Colonel?
Because the guy didn't say whether it's last Christmas or next Christmas. I gotta find out which it is.
Well, what difference does that make to you?
Because every year I eat Christmas dinner at my Aunt Minnie's, and I want to know because if I haven't had it, then I'm hungry. I'm a professional laugher for radio comedians, Bud.
Oh, I see. A professional laugher. You mean the radio comedians hire you to laugh at them?
Yeah, I have several different classified laughs for different kinds of jokes.
I see. Well, suppose you demonstrate. Are the laughs anything like Robert Wildhack's snores and Life Begins at 8:40?
You'll see. Now, look. You tell a joke, and I'll show you how I laugh.
All right, I'll tell a joke. A widow visited a spiritualist so she could talk to her husband who had just died. The widow said, "John, dear, are you happy now?" And John answered, "I'm very happy here, darling." Now, wait a minute. I'm not through yet. Don't start.
Why?
So then the widow said, "Are you happier? You happier there than you were on earth with me, John, dear?" And John said, "Yes, I am happier now." And the lady said, "Oh, do tell me, John, what is it like in heaven?" And John said, "Heaven? I ain't in heaven." Wait a minute. What is it? Say, I don't exactly like the way you laughed, then. It's sort of half-hearted. I'll tell a story again.
Now, listen, if you'll promise not to do it again, I'll do my laugh over, Bud.
Oh, all right. Go ahead. Well, I'm glad you like my funny story.
Listen, yeah. I'll tell you. I'll demonstrate my different kinds of laughs.
Uh-huh.
They're called the guffaw, the twitter, the deep-seater, the fizz, the dash and three dotter, or the bee laugh, the Morse code laugh,
yeah,
the mosquito, and lastly, the pre-sneezer.
All right.
Now, you name them, and I'll do them. You
all
ready?
All right. First, the guffaw. I see. Next, the twitter. Third, the deep-seater. Then the fizz. Oh, that's excellent. That's sometimes called the leaky radiator laugh, isn't it, Colonel?
The what?
And fifth, the dash and three dotter. Fine. Marvelous. The mosquito. And last but not least, the pre-sneezer laugh. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is our pleasure to present a new Columbia star, the charming and lovely Benet Venuta, who has come here after many successes on the West Coast. Miss Venuta will sing. What are you going to sing, Benet?
The Continental.
Why?
Well, I guess I'd better. That's what the orchestra's playing.
Yeah, I guess it would sound better than Sweetie Pie as long as they're playing it.
Would you like to tango? Would you like to waltz? Would you like to karaoke? Would you like to start a riot-turning somersault? Would you like to shim-sham? Would you care to strut? You can put them all together and you'll have beautiful music, dangerous rhythm, something daring, the Continental. A way of dancing is really else than you. It's very subtle, the Continental, and it does what you want it to do. It has a passion, the Continental, an invitation to the moonlight and romance. It's quite the fashion, the Continental, and you tell of your love while you dance. His eyes whisper so tenderly, your lips answer his call. Your body's swaying, the Continental, and you are saying what you're thinking of. So keep on dancing, the Continental. It's a song of romance and of love. You kiss while you're dancing, the Continental, the Continental. You sing while you're dancing, your voice is gentle and sentimental. Know before the dance is through that you're in love with him, he's in love with you, and you will find while you're dancing that there's rhythm in your heart and soul, a certain rhythm that you can control. You may dream of the new karaoke, but you do the Continental to that beautiful music, dangerous rhythm, music, rhythm, Continental.
That was Benet Venuta.
Yeah, that was Benet Venuta singing.
Good night, Andre.
Singing Good Night, Andre.
Yeah. Well, how do you do?
Hello there, Colonel. Hiya, Bud. How's everything?
Hello there, Mister. What can I do for you?
Well, my name is Cornelius Van Updrum.
Cornelius Van what?
Van Updrum. I asked for a job on the radio, and one of the officials here at Columbia told me to see you two punks.
Oh, I see. So they don't care who we have on this show, huh? What's the idea of holding your hands behind your back that way, Cornelius? You're hiding something, my man.
Oh, no, no. You see, my business is carrying the front end of bass drums in parades, and it sort of got me in the habit of holding my hands behind me this way.
Yeah, I see. What do you want to do on the air, Cornelius?
Oh, just be interviewed. Just ask me a few questions impertinent to my work as a front part of a drum carrier.
I see. So. Questions, huh?
Yeah, you know, like, say, questions, like,
yeah,
say,
all right. Here's the first one. What do you think of Clark Gable?
Clark who?
Gable, I think it is.
No, okay. Ask me something about my own business.
All right, then, all right, then. How are all the stray dogs?
Stray dogs, did you say? How do I know how the stray dogs come, I suppose?
Well, I thought you must know something about them. You're always hanging around in front of the pound.
I'm always, Oh, that's a peachy joke. The drummer pounds on the drum, and I'm always in front of him, and I'm in front of the pound.
I'm glad you explained that.
Oh, come now, Colonel. Stop playing the fool.
Well, you asked to be interviewed. All right, now, Sally, we'll settle down. Mr. Updrum, how come you happen to be the one selected to carry the front end of the bass drum in parade?
Well, when I was a little boy, I used to play Ollie Golly with marbles.
Ollie Golly?
Ollie Golly, yes. And I'd always hold the marbles behind my back so my adversary could guess how many marbles I help. He could guess how many.
I see.
Yeah. But one day I felt especially audacious. I like that, audacious.
I like that.
And instead of marbles, when he wasn't looking, I put a big bass drum in my hand and it took my adversary 3 weeks to guess what I had in my hand. So from then on, I was just a natural for carrying bass drums, the front end, I mean.
Yeah, how do you tell which is the front end of a bass drum, Corny?
How do I tell? Who told you to get familiar with me there? How do I tell what?
I say just what, say drum, which is the front end?
The front end.
Yes.
How do I tell, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Of a bass, the front end.
Well, that's fine, Mr. Updrum. Now, Mark, if you'll just give Cornelius a sprightly march tune, we'll let him go.
And now Mark Warno offers an unusual arrangement of his own Some of These Days. Famous conversation part, you know. Shall I make that announcement?
Yeah.
Well, there'll be a new series of short episodes on this series of our ladies and gentlemen on these Friday night get-togethers, and it will be called Famous Conversation. It is difficult to get the artists themselves to appear here, of course, because of other duties they have to perform, and besides, it costs too much, yes. And now tonight, we're privileged to have with us, not in person, two of the outstanding stars of the theatrical and radio world, Miss Beatrice Lilly and Mr. Jack Benny. Miss Lilly, in her comparatively short time on the air, has carved a niche in radio.
Yeah, you don't carve a niche, you scratch a niche.
All right. Well, now, Annie B. and Jackie B., just step to the microphone and begin your conversation.
Well, if it isn't Jack Benny, as I live and breathe, I coo.
Play, Don. I think you have been listening to Colonel Stupnagel and Bud, and I believe this is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Why?
The Columbia Network takes pleasure in announcing that it is presenting Colonel Stupnagel and Bud on the stage of the Roxy Theater all during this week. 11 p.m., BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time, WABC, New York.